your responsibility. Bob Geldof has said he blames himself for the death of his daughter Peaches, who was found dead with heroin in her system in April, despite the fact that Peaches was 25 years old when she died. He said he felt he'd failed her as a father. It was quite a heartbreaking interview. Well, this morning we're asking, when do our children stop being our responsibility? We take the credit for our children's successes, don't we, and sports days and whatever. But on the flip side, should we take the blame if it all goes wrong? And where do you stop? Do you have adult children? Do you still feel responsible? Do they keep coming back home? Keep doing things wrong? You keep picking up after them? Wiping up the mess? Well, let's talk to child psychologist Dr. Amanda Gummer from the website fundamentallychildren.com. Morning.
Good morning.
Where do we draw the line then? You know, is it 20? Is it 25? Is it 30? Or do we always take responsibility?
I think parents always feel that their children's behaviour and achievements and failures reflect on them to a certain extent. But I think it's more about helping parents to teach their children to take responsibility for their own actions. So parents need to be able to give children the freedom to make mistakes and face the consequences before those consequences become too severe. So from an early age, rather than the parents being the ones to apologise to somebody for the fact that their child's drawn on their walls, the child needs to be taught that that's what needs to happen. So I think parents need to feel more supported and more able to encourage children to take responsibility from a much earlier age.
Yeah, so it's about good parenting to start with and about building up that responsibility level for each child. Does that then necessarily follow that children will take responsibility for their own actions later on in life?
Well, yeah, ideally, because...
Do you ever really stop thinking that you're responsible as a parent?
No, I think parents will never, you know, never stop feeling bad if something bad happens to their children and proud if something good happens, which is lovely, and that's exactly how it should be. But ideally, you want the children to have that internal frame of reference where they know that they're responsible for their own actions and they face the consequences. And one of the biggest problems with mental health or biggest factors in mental health issues is feeling out of control and that you're not responsible for your own actions. And it's a sort of learned helplessness. And that's not helpful at all. So parents, whilst they may feel responsible, they need to make sure that their children understand that you do things, you have consequences, and you have to live with those.
Yeah, is it Bob Geldof's fault though that his daughter took heroin and overdosed? I mean, should he be feeling responsible for that?
I can't comment on Bob Geldof's parenting. I feel hugely sorry for him, and any parent who's lost a child in whatever way, you know, it can be a tragic accident, and I think parents would always feel guilty about that sort of thing. I think it's more about helping parents understand that they're not, by overprotecting their children and taking too much responsibility for their children's actions as they're growing up and not letting their children face the consequences, isn't helpful.
When do you draw the line though? When do you make them, you know, physically and mentally stand on their own 2 feet? I mean, my brother's nearly 60 and his kids still keep coming home. They're 20-odd years old, 30 years old. Do you have to be cruel, to be kind? You have to say no? You're not moving back in?
Yeah, and you do it from an early age. So it's not that it's not a kind of a threshold of you get to 16 or 18 or 25 and suddenly you're on your own. It's about helping children develop that from a really early age. And you do it in small steps. And when the consequences are less severe. So otherwise you end up with, what are they called, boomerang kids, where they just kind of go away for a bit, spend all the money and come back to mum and dad because that's the safe, easy option. You don't want that for your kids. It's not helpful for them. They don't enjoy it. It's not good for their emotional or mental health to not feel in control of their lives. And whilst it's lovely to be able to provide a safety net for your kids and they should always know that you're there for them...
But you can make it too easy, can't you?
You can, you really can. And it's important that children feel independent and autonomous and in control of their own lives.
Listen, fascinating talking to you this morning, Amanda. Thank you for that. Amanda Gummer, Dr. Amanda Gummer from the website fundamentallychildren.com. You've got to draw the line. You've got to be cruel to be kind at some point, but... Do you ever really stop worrying about your children if you're a responsible parent? Do you really? I'm not sure I ever will. Pat from Thriplow says, my mother, who died at the ripe old age of 93, said that a parent always worries and feels responsible. That's part of being a parent. You just can't change that. You can't take the chip out of your head. Helen in Cambridge says, a son is a son until he takes a wife. A daughter is a daughter for the rest of your life. As a parent, I'm always available if my grown-up children need to talk, need help, etc., and will do my best to help them. But, you know, when they're in their 20s, do you still keep funding them? You still keep giving them money? Do you let them move back in? Or do you draw the line and say, sorry, you're on your own. You need to stand on your own 2 feet. Have you had experience of this? If you have, I'd like to talk to you this morning. I can see you smiling, Riley.